Good morning and welcome to Claude Daily, the show that keeps you up to speed on everything happening in the world of Claude and Anthropic. I'm Alex, and this is the Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026 edition.
Sam here. And Alex, I have to be honest with you. I was up way too late last night watching this news break. I am running on coffee and pure adrenaline, and I have opinions, many opinions.
Save them. Save every single one of them.
I'm trying. It is a physical effort.
For our regular listeners, you know we usually tease the top story a bit before we get into it. Not today. Today we have a headline that is big enough that we're leading with it immediately, living with it for a while, and then circling back to it from multiple angles as we work through the show.
And we should say, it's not just the one story. There's also interesting developer documentation news that came out of the Claude Code ecosystem, and we've got a full sweep of what the broader press is saying about all of this. So there's a lot.
There is a lot. I am not going to delay this any further. Let's get into it. Okay, the news. Anthropic, the AI safety company, maker of the Claude family of models, has confidentially submitted a draft registration statement on Form S-1 to the United States Securities and Exchange Commission. They are formally initiating the process that could lead to an initial public offering of their common stock.
They filed. They actually went and did it.
They filed.
Sorry, I need just a second because I have been watching this company for years and this is...
Take your moment.
Okay, I'm good. Walk me through what this actually means, because I know not everyone listening is steeped in the initial public offering process.
Right, so let me break this down. When a company wants to go public, to list its shares on a stock exchange so the general public can buy and sell them, there's a formal process that runs through the Securities and Exchange Commission. The company has to register its securities, produce extensive financial disclosures, go through a regulatory review. And the core document at the center of all of that is the registration statement on Form S-1.
And the key word in the headline is confidentially, because we don't actually get to read any of this yet.
Right, and that's intentional. The mechanism for confidential submission was created as part of the Jobs Act, the Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act, back in 2012. It allows companies to go through the initial Securities and Exchange Commission review process in private. The SEC sees the document, sends comments, the company works through issues. All before any of it becomes a public filing. The idea is to let companies do the hard prep work without having to telegraph every detail to competitors before they're ready.
So it's like doing your homework before you raise your hand in class.
That's a reasonable analogy. And the formal language, from the announcement, is that this gives the company the option to proceed with the offering. So nothing is locked in. Anthropic could theoretically complete this entire process and then look at market conditions and decide the timing isn't right.
We've seen companies do that. File, go through the process, and then pull back if conditions deteriorate.
We have seen that. But I want to be clear about what a significant step this still is. You do not file an S-1, even confidentially, as a casual exploratory exercise. This involves legal resources, financial resources, executive time, and focus. It is a serious organizational commitment. It signals very clearly where Anthropic's leadership is pointing this company.
Right. This is not, we were just idly curious what it would take. This is, we are doing this and we mean it.
Now, let's talk about context, because this doesn't happen in a vacuum. Anthropic has been on an extraordinary private fundraising run. We're talking billions of dollars, multiple rounds, from Amazon, from Google, and from a range of other investors. The implied valuations from those rounds put Anthropic in the very top tier of private companies globally.
And at some point, when you've taken that much capital at those kinds of valuations, your investors need a path to returns. A public market listing is the cleanest, most scalable way to provide that.
And from Anthropic's own perspective, training frontier models is not cheap. Running inference infrastructure for millions of users is not cheap. Competing in the talent market against extremely well-capitalized rivals is not cheap. The public markets are a way to access capital at a scale and on terms that even the largest private rounds can't fully match.
The timing question is interesting to me, though. When you file to go public, you're making a bet that by the time you actually go through the process, which typically runs at least several months, the market is going to be receptive. So what's the read on public market appetite for AI companies right now?
It's nuanced. The public market has shown uneven enthusiasm for AI-adjacent companies in recent cycles. There have been companies that tried to ride AI momentum and struggled when the hype met the scrutiny of quarterly earnings. But Anthropic is in a fundamentally different position than most of those.
Because Anthropic has real revenue, real enterprise customers, real recurring business. This isn't a story about we have a technology that might eventually generate returns. The commercial activity is there.
Exactly. And that changes everything about how the story can be told to public market investors. When we eventually see the S-1 in its public form, we are going to get an unprecedented window into the financial reality of running a frontier AI lab at scale. What is the revenue mix between consumer subscriptions, the application programming interface business, and enterprise contracts? What are the growth rates? What does the path to profitability look like? These are questions the industry has been asking, and the S-1 will have to answer them.
I am, and I say this with no embarrassment, deeply, genuinely excited to read that document. I have questions that I have been waiting years to have answered.
You are who you are, Sam.
I contain multitudes, but seriously, this is going to be one of the most informative documents the AI industry has ever produced.
One thing that's going to get significant scrutiny is Anthropic's corporate structure. Because Anthropic is incorporated as a public benefit corporation, which is a specific legal structure that explicitly requires the company to balance profit against a broader public benefit. It's not just a mission statement on a website. It is a legal obligation baked into the corporate charter.
And here's the tension that I think a lot of the coverage is already starting to poke at. You are now subject to public market pressures. Quarterly earnings calls. Analysts building financial models and setting price targets. Shareholders who may have a much shorter time horizon than the founders. Does the public benefit corporation structure actually hold under all of that?
Anthropic has presumably thought very hard about this, the governance structures they've built, and we'll learn a lot more about the specifics when the S-1 becomes public, are designed to protect the mission even as outside capital accumulates. But you're right that the tension is real, and it's going to be a central question in how this company is understood by public market investors.
I want to push back just slightly on the doom framing around that tension, though, because I think Anthropic's argument and I think it's actually a coherent argument, is that the mission and the commercial success are more aligned than they look. You need to be at the frontier of AI development to do the most relevant safety research. You need revenue and capital to be at the frontier. So the commercial success is not a compromise of the mission. In their framework, it enables the mission.
That's the thesis. And the public markets are now going to stress test it in a way that private capital never fully did.
Which is honestly probably good. Sunlight is informative.
Agreed. We're going to keep pulling on threads from this story throughout the show, but let's shift now to something a little more in the weeds, though I think genuinely important as a product development story. So on the developer documentation side, specifically for Claude Code, Anthropic's AI coding assistant, there's been a comprehensive updated guide to connecting to model context protocol servers. And I want to spend some real time on this because I think it tells an important story about where Anthropic is taking Claude Code as a platform.
Okay, yes. Quick level set for people who might not be following this closely. Claude Code is Anthropic's coding assistant, lives in your terminal, can read and write files, run commands, help you write and understand code. It's quite powerful on its own. But the Model Context Protocol, MCP, is what you use to make it dramatically more powerful by connecting it to external tools and data sources.
The basic idea of the Model Context Protocol is to provide a standard, a consistent, documented way for AI models to communicate with external systems. Instead of every AI product needing to build its own custom integration for every tool it wants to interact with, you have this common protocol that any tool can implement.
It's like, okay, think about USB. Before USB, connecting a peripheral to a computer meant dealing with whatever proprietary connector that manufacturer had decided to use. USB created a standard, and suddenly the ecosystem exploded because the friction was gone. MCP is doing something similar for AI and tools.
That's a great analogy, actually. And the documentation walks through how you use it in practice. The primary command is straightforward. It's Claude MCP add, followed by the configuration for the server you want to connect. And the range of things you can connect is genuinely impressive. The docs highlight issue trackers, databases, web browsers for automation, internal application programming interfaces. Basically anything that can expose a consistent MCP interface.
And for a lot of the popular MCP servers, the ones that connect to GitHub, to various databases, to common web services, the community has already built the servers. They're publicly available. So for a developer, setting this up really can be as simple as running one command and pointing Claude Code at an existing server.
The documentation is also quite careful about the distinction between running servers locally versus connecting to hosted services in the cloud. And that distinction is actually really important depending on what kind of user you are.
Right. If you're a solo developer or a small team, and the data you're working with isn't particularly sensitive, the hosted options are attractive. Somebody else is maintaining the infrastructure. You don't have to worry about keeping a server running. But if you're in a regulated industry, financial services, healthcare, anything with strict data handling requirements, running MCP servers locally means the data never leaves your own infrastructure. That's a hard requirement in a lot of enterprise environments.
And Anthropic clearly built these options in deliberately. That kind of flexibility is not an accident. You build it when you're serious about serving the full range of customers, not just the easy cases.
What I find most interesting about the MCP documentation story in the context of the IPO news, and this is a connection I keep wanting to make, is that MCP is fundamentally a platform play, and platform dynamics are one of the most durable sources of competitive advantage in technology.
Say more about that.
So when Anthropic published the Model Context Protocol openly, when they made it a standard that anyone can implement, they were making a bet. The more the ecosystem builds on this standard, the more useful Claude Code becomes. Every new MCP server that the community builds is a reason to use Claude Code over something that doesn't speak MCP. And Claude Code doesn't have to build any of those integrations itself. The community does it.
The network effect in action.
Exactly. And right now, if you look at how many MCP servers exist, built by the community, not by Anthropic, we're talking a large and growing ecosystem. Connections to project management tools, monitoring systems, code repositories, documentation platforms, databases. Each of those is Claude Code getting better at no cost to Anthropic.
And for an investor looking at the Anthropic story, that kind of platform ecosystem is meaningful. It's not always visible in a simple revenue line, but it creates real durability in the competitive position. Claude Code becomes stickier and more capable as the MCP ecosystem grows.
And the developer who has Claude Code connected to their GitHub, their database, their internal documentation system, they're not switching to something else on a whim. The integration investment creates real switching costs.
All right, let's open up to the broader landscape, because the news flow this morning has been substantial and we want to give it proper coverage. The coverage across the financial press and tech media has been, I think it's fair to say, quite significant. The S-1 filing touched off a wave of analysis and commentary that started rolling in late last night and has been building all morning.
I have been reading essentially nonstop, and there are a few themes I keep seeing. Let's pull them out.
Let's do it. Starting with the financial press. The big names, the major financial wire services and business publications, are leading with the valuation question. What number does Anthropic actually target when it eventually prices the offering?
And this is genuinely uncertain. The most recent private funding rounds implied a valuation that is enormous by any standard. But the relationship between late-stage private valuations and where a company actually prices an initial public offering can be complicated. We've seen cases in tech where companies took a haircut from their last private round to get the deal done. We've also seen cases where the public market embraced the story and ran it up above expectations.
The financial press is also spending real time on revenue quality, which is a different question from revenue quantity. Not just how much revenue, but what kind. Because public market investors value different kinds of revenue differently.
Right. A multi-year enterprise contract with a Fortune 500 company is valued very differently than transactional application programming interface revenue from a fragmented base of smaller developers, which is valued differently again than consumer subscription revenue. The revenue mix shapes the risk profile and the appropriate valuation multiple.
And we don't know the exact mix right now because we're waiting for the public version of the document. So a lot of the financial coverage is working with incomplete information.
Informed speculation is the best we can do right now. But the speculation will be replaced by data eventually, and that's the exciting part.
The tech press has been framing the story a little differently. I've been reading through various tech publications, and there's a recurring theme around what one piece called the accountability moment. The idea that going public forces a level of transparency that private companies never have to face.
And it's true. Like, in the private company world, Anthropic controls its narrative very deliberately. It publishes what it wants to publish. It shares real information with investors, but those investors aren't broadcasting it. When you're public, you are living in a world of quarterly disclosures, analyst models, journalistic fact-checking, investors comparing what you said 3 months ago to what you're saying now. It is a different level of scrutiny.
And the interesting thing is that for a company that has built its identity around trustworthiness, around reliability, around safety, that scrutiny might actually be welcome.
That's the bull case version of this. If the numbers are good and the safety practices are real and the governance is solid, Sunlight is your friend. The concern would be if there's anything that looks good from the inside but looks different when it's fully exposed. And we just don't know until we see it.
The Amazon relationship has gotten a lot of coverage, and I want to spend some time on it because I think it's genuinely one of the more nuanced parts of the Anthropic story. Amazon has made an extraordinary investment in Anthropic. We're talking multiple billions of dollars. And Claude models are deeply integrated into the Amazon Web Services ecosystem through the Bedrock platform.
And that relationship is valuable in a way that's hard to overstate. Amazon Web Services is the dominant cloud infrastructure provider for enterprise. When your AI model is natively available through the cloud platform that most large enterprise customers are already running their businesses on, you have distribution that most companies can only dream about.
The procurement friction argument is real too. Large enterprise IT departments deal with incredibly complex vendor management and procurement processes. If they're already an Amazon Web Services customer, and most large enterprises are, adding cloud access through Bedrock doesn't require a new vendor relationship. That dramatically lowers the barrier to adoption.
It's the difference between, here's an exciting new thing you have to evaluate, budget for, and get approved, versus, it's already in your account, just turn it on. Those are completely different sales conversations.
But the Amazon relationship also raises questions that investors are going to want answered. How is it structured economically? Are there exclusivity terms? What happens as the competitive dynamics shift? Because Amazon also has its own AI ambitions. And Anthropic also works with Google, which is both an investor and a direct competitor to Amazon in cloud services.
Yeah, the Google relationship is similarly interesting and similarly complex. Google has invested substantially in Anthropic. Google also develops Gemini, which competes directly with Claude. And Google Cloud competes directly with Amazon Web Services. So Anthropic has these relationships with its two biggest investors, who are themselves fierce rivals.
The tech industry has a long history of these kinds of complicated strategic relationships. Invest in your allies, invest in your potential competitors, build leverage in multiple directions. But public market investors are going to want to understand exactly how the terms work and what the risks and constraints are.
Those details will presumably be in the risk factors section of the S1, which is a section I will be reading with great attention.
The developer community coverage has been interesting in a different register than the financial coverage. I've been watching developer spaces and the reaction is generally enthusiastic. Like, people are excited that a tool they use and like is reaching this milestone. But there are specific concerns that keep coming up.
The application programming interface pricing question is a big one. Developers who have built businesses on top of the Claude application programming interface are watching this closely. Like right now, there's a certain stability and predictability to how the pricing works. They've built financial models around it. The worry is that public company pressure to improve margins could lead to changes in that pricing.
Although, counterpoint, Anthropic is in a genuinely competitive market. Google and OpenAI and others are also offering large language model application programming interfaces. There's a natural ceiling on how aggressively Anthropic can push pricing without creating migration incentives.
That's fair. And I think the developers raising this concern aren't necessarily worried about dramatic overnight price increases. It's more subtle stuff. Changes in what's included in different tiers. How enterprise pricing gets structured relative to individual developer pricing. Whether certain capabilities get gated behind higher tiers over time.
The nuances of commercial terms that are genuinely hard to predict.
Right. And look, Anthropic has generally been pretty developer-friendly in how it's managed the platform. That culture hopefully persists through this transition.
The open source angle is something I've seen come up in multiple developer discussions, and I find it genuinely interesting. The question being raised is, does an Anthropic initial public offering actually accelerate the case for open source AI alternatives?
Walk me through the logic on that.
The argument is something like, when a company goes public, it is maximally committed to its proprietary model. That's what generates the revenue that justifies the public company valuation. Public markets don't really reward you for giving things away. So in some sense, an Anthropic initial public offering could sharpen the dividing line between the closed model labs and the open source AI community.
And that makes companies like Meta, which has been investing heavily in open source model releases under the Llama family, more strategically interesting as a counterweight. If closed model pricing trends upward over time, open alternatives become more attractive for certain use cases.
Though I'd note that open source and commercial don't have to be in opposition. Lots of enterprises use open source models and also pay for commercial models depending on the use case. It's not winner take all.
True, the market is plural. But the competitive dynamics are real, and they're going to be interesting to watch as more major labs make the public market transition.
The regulatory coverage this morning has been significant, and I think it's worth spending some time on. We are in a moment of active AI governance globally. Multiple countries, multiple regulatory frameworks, all in various stages of development.
Yeah, there are pieces specifically focused on what increased transparency from a public company filing means for regulators. Because one of the frustrations you hear from AI policymakers is that they don't have visibility into how these systems are actually developed, what the costs are, what the failure modes are. Public company disclosures change that.
Not completely. There's still a lot you don't have to disclose even as a public company. But the financial disclosures, risk factor disclosures, governance disclosures, they create a much richer picture than regulators currently have.
And for Anthropic specifically, a company that has always positioned itself as welcoming appropriate regulatory oversight, this could actually strengthen their credibility in those conversations. There's a difference between saying, trust us as a private company, and saying, trust us. And by the way, here's our audited financials and here's our governance structure as filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
The European Union's Artificial Intelligence Act is getting particular attention in the international coverage. The act is in various stages of implementation across Europe, and Anthropic has been growing its European business and needs to navigate that carefully.
And the compliance infrastructure required to operate across multiple international regulatory jurisdictions is itself a competitive advantage in a subtle way. The companies that can credibly say, we meet the requirements of every major regulatory framework in every market we operate in, those companies win deals with the large multinationals and the government customers.
Enterprise AI is very different from consumer AI in that respect. The compliance story is part of the value proposition.
Absolutely. A hospital system or a law firm is not just buying AI capability. They're buying AI capability plus confidence that the vendor has thought through the compliance, the data handling, the audit trail, all of it.
There's been some coverage specifically from the artificial intelligence safety research community that I find worth noting. Not alarm bells exactly, but serious questions about what public market pressure means for the balance between long horizon safety research and shorter term commercial development.
Yeah. The concern, roughly put, is that safety research, the kind of deep interpretability work, the kind of long horizon alignment research, is not the thing that generates next quarter's revenue. And public companies face real pressure around quarterly results. Does that pressure over time shift resources away from the research?
Anthropic's implicit answer to that, as expressed through years of how they've talked about the company, is that the safety research is not a separate altruistic side project. It is baked into how the products are built. Constitutional AI, interpretability research, model behavior work. These aren't done in addition to building Claude. They're part of how Claude gets built.
And I actually think that's right as a description of how Anthropic has operated. The safety investments show up in the product characteristics that enterprise customers specifically value: the reliability, the predictability, the consistent behavior at the edges. So there's a commercial feedback loop that gives the safety research an argument in the resource allocation conversation.
But it'll still be tested. I mean, everything is tested under public market pressure. The question is whether the culture and the governance hold. And I think the honest answer is we won't fully know until we've seen a few quarters of public company life.
Agreed. That's a story that plays out over years.
The artificial intelligence talent market angle is one I want to make sure we cover because it came up in multiple pieces this morning. The competition for top AI researchers and engineers is, at this point, almost comically intense.
Intense does not cover it. We're talking about a global talent pool of people who can train and fine-tune frontier models, who understand alignment and interpretability, who can build the infrastructure to serve these models at scale. That pool is genuinely small relative to the demand, and the competition for those people is ferocious.
Anthropic has hired extremely well. Many of the most respected people in the field are there. And a significant portion of their compensation has presumably come in equity. The initial public offering is the mechanism by which that equity becomes liquid for long-tenured employees.
Which is a real benefit to the people who have been there from early on. and it also changes the recruiting conversation going forward in a concrete way. Instead of offering someone options in a private company at some implied valuation that we hope represents reality, you can offer publicly tradable equity in a company with a market cap that anyone can look up.
That's a very different conversation at the recruiting table.
And the retention angle cuts the other way too. Some employees whose equity vests and becomes liquid will have options they didn't have before. Some of them might decide to start something new or join an early stage company. Post-initial public offering employee retention is a real thing companies have to think about.
Managing that transition from private, mission-driven, founder-led culture to public company with quarterly reporting obligations is a real organizational challenge, not insurmountable. Lots of companies have navigated it well, but it requires active, deliberate management.
And I think Anthropic knows that. Like, this isn't a leadership team that has sleepwalked into big organizational transitions. They've been thoughtful about every major company evolution so far.
Let's talk about what this means for the broader artificial intelligence industry picture, because there's been a lot of macro commentary in the coverage this morning.
Yeah, the what does this signal angle has been consistent across a lot of the pieces I've read.
And the signal, as I read it, is the AI industry has crossed a maturation threshold. For several years, the most important developments in AI were happening inside private companies with private capital and private accountability. An Anthropic initial public offering changes the nature of that accountability fundamentally.
We go from speculation to data, like the financial reality of running a frontier AI lab, what it costs, what it earns, how fast it grows, has been a subject of informed speculation. The S-1, when it's public, turns that speculation into verifiable fact, and that data shapes the whole industry's understanding of whether the investment thesis is real.
And if the data looks good, if the revenue is as strong as the bulls believe, if the growth rate is compelling, if there's a credible path to the margins that public market investors want to see, then the Anthropic initial public offering becomes a rising tide. It validates the investment thesis for other frontier AI companies. It establishes a benchmark for how public markets value these businesses.
Conversely, and I say this just as the honest other side of the coin, if the numbers disappoint, if the margin story is harder than expected, that creates turbulence not just for Anthropic, but for the whole sector's relationship with public capital markets.
Which is part of why the timing of this confidential submission matters. Anthropic would not have done this if they weren't fairly confident in how the numbers read.
Right? You don't voluntarily walk into this level of scrutiny without some confidence in what the scrutiny is going to find.
The coverage has also touched on what this means specifically for the Claude products as a commercial enterprise. Because the Claude brand has been expanding steadily. Claude.ai as a consumer product. Claude in enterprise deployments. Claude available through multiple cloud providers. Claude Code for developers.
And the portfolio is actually quite diverse, which is interesting from a risk management perspective. You've got consumer subscribers on Claude.ai. You've got API revenue from developers building applications on top of Claude. You've got enterprise contracts with large organizations deploying Claude in their workflows. You've got the distribution through Amazon Web Services Bedrock and Google Cloud. Those are different customer segments with different risk profiles.
The enterprise deployments are particularly interesting to me from a durability standpoint. When Claude is infrastructure, when a hospital system has built its patient intake workflows around it, when a law firm has integrated it into their document review process, that is sticky in a way that consumer subscriptions are not.
The switching costs are enormous. You've built internal knowledge, you've trained your staff, you've customized prompts and configurations. Moving to a different model provider is not a trivial decision.
And the model context protocol story connects directly here. Because the more deeply Claude Code is integrated with a developer team's tools through MCP connections to their issue tracker, their database, their internal systems, the harder it is to replace.
Platform lock-in is a phrase that gets used pejoratively sometimes, but from a business durability perspective, deep integration with customer workflows is exactly what you want.
Let me bring up one more thread from the coverage before we close out, because I think it's underappreciated. The international expansion angle.
Yeah, this has come up in a few pieces, and it's genuinely interesting.
Anthropic has been growing internationally, in Europe, in parts of Asia, in Latin America. And going public potentially provides access to capital that could accelerate that expansion.
But international expansion at the enterprise level is genuinely complex. The regulatory environment varies enormously by jurisdiction. Data residency requirements, privacy laws, AI-specific regulations, these all look different depending on where you're operating. Building the compliance infrastructure to handle that across multiple jurisdictions is a real investment.
And also a competitive differentiator. The companies that can credibly serve multinational enterprises with all the cross-jurisdictional compliance requirements those companies have, those companies win business that simpler, more U.S.-focused competitors can't touch.
Which again plays into the enterprise durability story. Global enterprise is complex and valuable and sticky in a way that domestic consumer is not.
All right, I want to take a breath and just zoom out for a second before we go to the close.
Yeah, do it.
There's a meta story here that I think is worth naming explicitly. We've been covering Claude and Anthropic on this show since we launched. And what's happening today is not just one company reaching a corporate milestone. It is the moment when the AI industry, or at least one of its most significant representatives, submits itself to the judgment of the most rigorous valuation process that exists. Public market scrutiny, audited financials, legal disclosures, the full apparatus.
And I find that genuinely exciting. Not because I think it will be smooth or that there won't be questions and challenges, but because information is good. The whole industry has been operating with incomplete information about the financial reality of these businesses. The S-1, when it's public, is going to fill in a lot of that picture. And that makes everyone smarter. Investors, developers, policymakers, users.
Sunlight, as you've said.
Sunlight, yeah.
And there's something meaningful about the fact that it is Anthropic. Specifically, the company that has most loudly and consistently argued for responsible, transparent AI development, that is taking this step. In a sense, it is putting its money where its mouth is.
That's well put. They've argued that openness and safety and commercial success can coexist. The public company process is the test, and I, for one, am optimistic about how it goes.
All right, let me give the recap before we close out.
Hit it.
Today's big story. Anthropic has confidentially submitted a draft registration statement on Form S-1 to the Securities and Exchange Commission, formally beginning the process toward a potential initial public offering of its common stock. The submission does not commit the company to going public, but it is a significant step that signals clear intent. The actual financial disclosures will not be public until closer to any eventual offering. Second story. Anthropic's Claude code documentation has been updated with a comprehensive guide to connecting to model context protocol servers, covering local versus hosted deployment options, the Claude MCP add command, and the ecosystem of external tools, issue trackers, databases, browsers, and more that can be integrated to extend Claude code's capabilities. And on the broader news front, the initial public offering filing has generated substantial coverage across financial media, tech press, and developer communities, with analysis focusing on the valuation question, the revenue mix, the Amazon and Google relationships, the public benefit corporation mission tension, the talent market implications, and what the filing signals for the wider artificial intelligence industry.
And the S-1 when it drops, that is the document to watch for.
And that is going to do it for today's edition of Claude Daily. This has been Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026, and it has genuinely been a historic morning in the artificial intelligence world. We are very glad you spent part of it with us.
If you want to go deeper on any of this, the initial public offering process and what to watch for, the model context protocol documentation for Claude Code, or the broader industry analysis, Anthropic's newsroom and the Claude developer documentation are both excellent places to start. And seriously, when that S-1 becomes public, make time to read it. It is going to be one of the most informative documents the AI industry has produced.
We will be covering it in depth when it drops. You have our word on that. We'll be back tomorrow morning with the latest from the world of Claude and Anthropic. For Sam, I'm Alex. Have a fantastic Tuesday. Go build great things.
And maybe go check your Claude Code MCP setup while you're at it. There are more servers out there than you think. And look, if you happen to have Anthropic equity, today is a good day to feel good about that.
On that note, we are out. See you tomorrow.